Let's go to world news now, and the effects of Hurricane Sandy are already being felt on the US East Coast. The storm might not be as powerful as Hurricane Katrina, but it is big and it is slow, and it will get bigger as it merges with a winter storm from the west and Arctic winds from the north. There are also full moon high tides. Sandy is heading towards the most densely populated parts of the USA, with major cities like New York, Washington, Baltimore, and Philadelphia right in its path. The ABC's North American correspondent, Lisa Miller, has just driven east from Washington to the Delaware coast, and she's now at the Red Cross shelter near Rehoboth Beach.
We took it pretty slow and easy, I've got to tell you. There's a huge amount of water on the road already. There's a bridge called the Bay Bridge that leads into this Delaware area, and they had banned anyone other than cars and four-wheel drives going across it, and because of the wind gusts that were already picking up. So the conditions were pretty poor, but just deteriorating so quickly. And in fact, we're in a Red Cross shelter now with about 100 other people because we were pretty much told to get off the road. If we weren't sort of where we needed to be, then we needed to get there very quickly. In fact, a lot of states have basically shut down their road systems as well as their public transport. You would have heard about the fact that the metro in Washington, the subway in New York, of course, they've shut down the buses as well. But what is also happening is that they're basically closing the road system. So there were police heading down to the beach. Look, we could have probably made our way down there, but quite frankly, it was starting to get so hairy that we didn't want to take that risk. The sustained winds at the moment are about 150 kilometres an hour. So that's not even the peak gusts that they're talking about. And Fran, as I speak to you now, it still could be 7 or 8 hours before it actually makes landfall. So this is how far in advance the effects of this massive storm are being felt.
And it's a twin threat they're warning off. It's the winds that you've spoken up that are already picking up to quite a pace and will pick up more, but also the storm surge. And I imagine the residents there at Rehoboth Beach are worried about the waves. What kind of tidal surge are they thinking is coming their way?
Oh, metres and metres. I'm just not sure that anyone is really sure what to expect because they're saying this is a 1-in-100-year event. 60 million people are likely to feel the impact of this storm. And the trouble is, as it comes in, it's meeting up with these two other weather systems that are coming down. So you could feel the temperature dropping. Every time we got out of the car, you could feel that it was much colder, that these other systems were starting to make their presence felt. As I'm standing here looking outside from this shelter, the water is just gushing over the gutters here because there's just so much of it coming down. A lot of the low areas on the road were just covered with rain, and we haven't even got to the serious point of this yet.
That's Lisa Miller, the ABC's North American correspondent, and we'll hear more from Lisa a little later this hour. And after 8 this morning, we'll cross to New York City. We'll be joined by Australian journalist James West, who's a resident of Brooklyn. New York, of course, in lockdown too.